This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
your award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Right now is one of the most important times in the 26-year history of Joy. Times are tough financially, but that will never stop us delivering powerful, meaningful, and uplifting radio for you. To get ready for the future, we're launching Joy Nation, and we need your support to do it. So help Joy by asking your workmates, your next door neighbour, your mum, your dad, your siblings, and of course, your friends. Go to joy.org.au and make a donation to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
And you are listening to Saturday Magazine with Macca and Tass.
And we've got next, Tass.
Well, Macca, I'm a bit excited about this.
Are you?
We've got Mike Hitch. Mike Hitch is from Star Observer, who's going to talk to us about more historic hate crimes that are about to be investigated in New South Wales. Good morning to you, Mike.
Hi, how are you doing?
Very well, thank you. Great to have you on the airwaves this morning.
And it's great that, Star Observer has continued on. That's really satisfying to all of us in the community. And independent media is pretty thin on the ground. So having another independent media that's still around is really important. Look, this issue, Mike...
Tell us what you found,
yeah,
Mike.
Yeah, what have you found?
What have you actually found?
You know, about the reinvestigation of some of these crimes.
The reinvestigation of some of these crimes really sort of started. Scott Johnson's murder was sort of the linchpin behind all of this, essentially, and now New South Wales Police are going to be looking into further potential gay hate crimes that have occurred. But really, they've narrowed it down to a couple, including Ross Warren and John Russell.
Tell us about the Scott case first.
Okay. Yeah, so Scott Johnson essentially was an American mathematician who had migrated to Australia with his partner. He was murdered in 1988 in December, and he was murdered at a gay beat by, now we know, Scott White. The two had met in Manly at the time.
Have we lost... We lost Mike.
Hello?
He's still there. That's all right. Keep going.
Oh, my God. Okay, sorry. So the two had met at a Manly hotel when Scott White was 18, and the two had walked up to Bluefish Point, which was a known gay beat at the time. And allegedly what had happened was that Johnson had undressed, White had panicked and punched Johnson, and then Johnson had fallen to his death off the cliff face at Bluefish Point.
Oh, so it was an accidental murder?
Well, not necessarily. Some might say gay panic. But that's still sort of being decided or deliberated on, so we can't necessarily rule anything out at this stage.
Now, it's important, you know, Mike, that people understand, that for a long time a lot of people in the community were aware of this and advocated for them to be investigated, and the police dragged their heels quite a bit, and we saw the SBS series Deep Water, which was around a number of these crimes, and you know that gave a great public awareness around it, and I suspect has driven some of the narrative for the police to reinvestigate it. Quite apart from there are a number of police officers that are pretty passionate about reinvestigating this. Do you think, you know, that we've seen someone charged with one of these murders? How many, in your opinion, you've talked about another couple, how many, in your opinion, do you think are worthy of investigation by New South Wales Police?
Well, that's really open to interpretation, mm-hmm. I think, given evidence and sort of what is available now, because these, let's not forget, these murders occurred nearly 30, 20, even 40 years ago.
Yes.
So.
Yep.
We're looking at a wide array of different circumstances that are all sort of amalgamating together as to whether or not these crimes can be solved in the future. What we do know is that police have determined that a lot of these murders occurred around known gay beats at the time, with a lot of suspicious or strange circumstances involved, albeit, let's not forget, that police initially bungled those first investigations. So we are working with a lot less evidence than we really should be. So I think it's probable that some of these cases will get solved, but there's also been many others that police have confirmed are suspicious, which I doubt we'll see any justice for in the future.
So, Mike, are we discovering that there's been a pattern with these murders, or what? I mean, where has the evidence come from? So, if you look at the Scott Johnson case, for example, there had been no evidence for the last 30 years, and all of a sudden somebody forks out a couple of $1 million and the evidence appears. So what actually happened there?
Well, basically what happened was that New South Wales Police, so Strikeforce Welsford, which was the police investigation that was devoted to figuring out the Scott Johnson murder, had essentially been able to get $1 million from the New South Wales government. And then in March this year, that number was doubled by Scott Johnson's brother, Steve.
Yeah.
What happened? Did somebody get greedy and say, yes, I'll now tell the truth if I can have the $2 million?
Well, exactly. As the former gay liaison officer for the New South Wales Police, Sue Thompson, pointed out, it is quite a shame that it took $2 million for someone to come forward with information. And it's something that I think it's been a big overall arching theme, is that while this turnout has been good, the process that has gotten us here has been quite sloppy and poor.
Well, that's appalling.
Yeah.
It's appalling that it actually takes money to get people to tell the truth.
When did you discover that, Tess?
But that's
often the case in crimes that have been unsolved for a long time, that, you know, the provision of an increased reward brings forth information.
It's appalling. I mean,
it is appalling. But in your opinion, Mike, do you think that the New South Wales Police, their recent history is reasonable? I leave out of that the discussion about drug dogs and how they police some venues. But do you think that they're actually serious? As an institution in investigating these older crimes, or is it just a group of particular detectives that seem to be passionate about it? I'm not convinced the New South Wales Police Force is fully on board with getting justice for these old crimes.
Well, I don't necessarily know either, and we've heard reports from protesters and activists such as Gary Burns that really, like, the police have taken quite a while to change their tune, essentially, and have been really sort of intimidating and harassing the community even as early as the mid-2000s. So I do think it's strange that there's been this sudden slip and change of heart from New South Wales Police, but I don't know. I think that the detectives that were working with Strikeforce Welsford were definitely involved and definitely had... definitely wanted to figure out this murder.
Yeah.
Mike, I've just had a message from one of our listeners who says, and I quote, I'll give evidence for $2 million. Is this evidence reliable, or has the evidence been fabricated or created to actually warrant a $2 million reward?
Well, police noted that Scott White, who was the suspected murderer of Scott Johnson, wasn't surprised when he was arrested. And from what's gathered is that it was correct information. So I think it's more about... I think there's also fear and intimidation involved as well. So I think that $2 million also, I think, can compensate for the fear and intimidation that can come with knowing of a murder.
Look, it's, all of us are glad that this is happening. I'm not happy that it's taken so long. I'm not happy that it's taken money to do it.
At least there's resolution for those families and loved ones.
Yeah, Well, he's been charged. He hasn't been convicted yet. And... you know, he is entitled to a fair trial, and there are other cases that need to be investigated. I just hope that the New South Wales Police are as committed to this as they say they are, because there's quite a few deaths that could be investigated. I want to thank you, Mike, for your work on this.
And keep it up, Mike. Keep the investigation up. This is exactly what our community expects from you, so thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
You'll make me blush. Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of your day and your weekend, Mike.
You too, guys. Make good choices.
Thank you.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.